About that, you know, they did something a couple of Saturdays ago, painted prayers, that piece that Reverend Keyes leads on a Saturday morning with a few ladies who have participated, and they express their thankfulness for McKinney in the light of painted praying. In other words, they're praying, they're meditating, they're spending some centering time with God, a discipline that God requires of us, and they just projected what it is around a picture, and they offered their thankfulness in picture form. And it's amazing some of the things that have happened to people here at this church, simply because they're taking advantage of the things that God has put in place. I heard my wife this morning, she was right there. I didn't even know she was artistic, y'all. All these years, I didn't know she did any kind of artwork and even interested in that kind of thing per se. But the point I'm trying to make is there are so many ways to express and even to bring out of you what's on the inside of you with a relationship with God. So oftentimes, just because we ain't done it like that before, we choose not to participate.
I'm not gonna even say that out here because y'all be talking about doing it. So
because we don't need to go backwards. We need to go forward. We need to move forward. We need to move into what is already. We need to take advantage of our salvation. We need to take advantage of the Word of God. Thank you, Urshas. Y'all, I don't know where I'm at. I'm talking. We need to take advantage of the Word of God and where the Word of God wants to lead us. God has an awesome investment in us, and he's looking for us to gain some traction in what he has done in our midst. Told you several weeks ago about how he's looking for a return on his investment. How many of you believe God has done something for you? If you have your salvation, if you have his word, he have not left you hanging. He's given you every bit of what he has at your disposal. And many of us are just disposing it, dispossessing it, just dissing it literally, not even considering all that you already have. Y'all hear me for a moment, because flesh and blood ain't revealing this to me.
God is saying something to each and every one of us so that we can gain some traction into all that he has established for us. And I thank Sheena for leading us in with these children, because you see, even the children need to understand that their differences come together in Christ. Even in the light of what they are, who they might imagine to become, all of this comes together in Christ Jesus. That's why children need to understand. You don't need to be aligning them in your political view. You need to be aligning them with your faith in God. Because he is the author. He is the finisher. He is the sustainer. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end of all things. And make no bones about it, y'all. You can hear what the world's saying, there is none. But in all essence, you need to understand, God is. And God is a rewarder of those who seek him out. God reveals himself when you seek him out. In other words, God will show up when you seek him out. Some of us wait for crisis situations and then we want to jump and begin our search for God. But even in times like these, y'all, God is available for whoever you are, wherever you are, and for whatever you need. He's there. He's there. You know, and whatever situation you find yourself in, God is there. Available. Am I talking about he's a 24/7 God, 365, 24/7 God? Always available for whatever you need. So I'm trying to get you in a place where that you can gain some traction and some connection and engage into who our God is. I want to talk to you this morning about the moving forward into the preordained. Jerome, that's like predestined, if you would. That's like the destiny that God has already prepared for us. Pre. God has set some stuff in motion that he wants us to move into so that we can fulfill the ultimate plan. Ephesians, I'm still there, y'all. I didn't say it because y'all ought to already know it. Ephesians 1, I'm trying to close out on it with 12 through 14. At least I'm showing some signs of progress with it. But I can't get out of it, Greg, because there's so much here that we need to have, or that we have, but not really aware that we have it. So I thank God for slowing me down and allowing me to stick around in my mind with these particular scriptures. 12 to 14 says, so that we, say that with me, so that we, who is the we? Us who believe. Us, we who are in Christ Jesus. We who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We who have believed to the degree that we trust our very lives with God, we can set our hope. He talks about in this scripture, he says, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory. When I wrote that down, this thought popped in my head. We are the extension of service to the world that was predestined by God. In other words, this is who you be. This is what your existence is all about. It's about what? So that you might live for the praise of God's glory. And let me tell y'all something. If you can get that, if you can move into that reality, everything else will be for the praise and glory of our God. We've heard truth. We've heard the word of truth. We've heard the gospel of salvation. We have believed on him, and we've been marked with the seal of approval. The promised Holy Spirit is upon us. We've been given a pledge of an inheritance toward redemption as God's own people. What? To the praise of his glory. I can't say that enough, y'all, because in it is the reality of our preordained lives in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's not the same. He's a new creation. Old things, old mindset, old head, all things have become brand new. It's a new slate. It's a new slate established. And God wants to take that he has given for us to live in the newness and fulfill what he has initially called us for. I thought it was all about my gaining prosperity. How many of y'all have seen prosperity packed up when somebody is laying right here in front of us? No more life to give in them. Everything is left behind. no value. It's of no value. But those are the kinds of things that we search out for. Those are the kinds of things that we have the momentum and we're gaining traction in and trying to get to those things when God says the richest reward has been laid out before you. And if you can believe it and hold on to it, you can live into everything that you might even ask or think in Christ. He's saying, in all your getting, you need to have a great relationship with who my son is. Because in him is life and life to the full. How many of y'all believe that today? See, so many Christian folk are missing it. Because that's where it is. It's in this relationship with God. And God says, I want to use all of this in order to extend a service into the world that was predestined by himself. In other words, I want you all to live into what was pre-established for you. There it is. Somebody caught it already. Y'all know when Jesus died, he left an inheritance. And it's sitting in your belief. Y'all didn't hear that, did you? It's sitting right there in your faith. It's sitting right there in your trust wallet. Woo! Right there. And all God wants you to do is to, by faith, move out into what is already there. You don't have to wonder about it. It's already there, Tony. It's already in place for you. He's just saying to you, obedience is better than what you'll ever have to sacrifice. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, for the day. See, ordained, it's an adjective that you have literally gained official status. And I don't know if y'all know that you all are priest believers. You are the priest of God. I don't know if you all understand that kind of heavenly language, but all of us are a community of priests. Yeah, the United Methodist Church ordained me to serve in the United Methodist Church as an elder, but God pre-ordained me. And you know what? He pre-ordained you. Every last one of you that have believed have been preordained. Children, you have a preordainment. You have a predestination. You've been
destined. Y'all hear that word destiny? You have a destiny. You've been predestined. And God is saying to you, it's time for you to go after it. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to engage in this reality as an authentic Christ follower. It's time for your actions toward an obedient response to what God has already established. It's time for you to begin to march to the drumbeat of God's command to a destination that he has predetermined for the believer. You know why? Because it all leads to glory. It all leads not to your glory, but to the God who desires glory and is worthy of our praises. I need you to hear me today, because the movement in barrenness, and that's how many people live their lives. A nation, y'all know, was established through a barren woman. The fertility drug for Sarah and even Rebecca was obedient responses. It was Nike. God said it, just do it. Did y'all hear what I said? I'm gonna say that one again. Greg, I like that. I said barrenness was overcome by a fertility drug called obedience. These women weren't having no children. Y'all saw it in the Sunday school lesson. Rebecca couldn't have no children. Y'all remember last week, Sarah couldn't have no children, and God done put this thing on Abraham to that he was going to go to a country that he going to show him, and he going to make him a great nation, and folks going to be blessed who bless you, and those that curse you going to be cursed you, and all of the families of the earth shall be blessed because of you, because of your obedient response to me. And then this morning, in unsettling circumstances where it just seemed impossible, our God of the possibilities, despite the probabilities, shows up again. And he pulls the same deal with a barren Rebecca. She couldn't have no children either, but there was an expectation of her. Even the scripture said two nations are in your womb. And she read it this morning. He read it this morning. Two nations are in your womb, and two people born to you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the youngest. And she trying to figure out what God has already worked out. See, that's how we live, y'all. We live trying to figure out what God has already worked out. And instead of taking God at his word and moving in obedience, half the time we don't ever see anything come to fruition. When God is saying, I've predestined this course. In other words, it's going to happen. You just got to stay the course. You just got to keep fertilizing it with obedience. Just do it. It might not make no sense to you. It might not be in the order of your thinking. It might not be your way. God says, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. But it is what it is. It is what it's going to be. I'm trying to get y'all to see something today. God worked, look at God. He alone can make good out of a less than ideal circumstance. And not only less ideal circumstance, but less ideal people. He can take what somebody meant for harm and bring good out of it. He can preserve you in the midst of whatever it is you are encountering. I wonder if I got a witness in this house. Anybody know that about God? Have you seen God work through your deeply flawed family? No good ought to come out of that situation. But I come by to tell you today that God's plan came out of that situation. What spoken into your life, it can come to fruition if you would just believe. God is saying, I want to work in the lives of all of my people, especially those who have called. And I get it. Many are called. Very few are chosen. You know who what distinguished the called and the chosen is the one that is obedience. Somebody need to hear me today. The one that obeys him enough to put into action what he has said. His plan, his purpose will be fulfilled. So that's the difference. You know, we talk about the frozen and the chosen, but I come by to tell you today that there's a clear recognition from the called and the chosen. Choose you, Bubba. I choose you because you will be my obedient follower. You ain't gonna try to work it out in your mindset. I don't need no help from you. All I want you to do is obey me. All I want you to do is do what I have said to do. And you know what he's telling you to do?
Trust me. Trust me. Hey, Abraham, put that. Abraham, take that boy. Take him to the mountain. We're gonna have a sacrifice up there. We're gonna have a sacrifice up there. And Abraham scratching his head, he say, oh, I know this thing is about obedience, Lord, but that's my child. Ain't nobody going up this mountain but me and my child. What we gonna do? We gonna sacrifice one of these donkeys? And God said, Abe, just do what I asked you to do. Because I want you to experience my power in all things. Y'all don't hear me today. I want you to experience what I have available for you. And you can't experience me by doing you. You can't experience my power by operating in your manipulation. I just want you to obey. Abraham, do what I've asked you to do. Push nobody. He don't push nobody. Abe became father of the faithful simply because he obeyed. God didn't push him. Abraham finna lay that knife. All of a sudden, he looked over there, saw a ram in the bush, and he knew immediately. God will provide. Oh. Somebody hear me. Won't he do it? And he'll do it only at the end of your obedience. I say it all the time. I say the blessings of God is at the end of your obedience. And all of that trickster, all of that trickery that Rebecca was pulling off to where she thought God wanted him to be for her own sake, because he was her favorite. In all of that, God's sitting here looking at us saying, what? Why you trying to help me? I don't need you to help me that way. I need you to just be obedient to what I have said. Watch it come to fruition. So she flipping stuff all around in the life of Jacob, got him dressed up, made his chest hairy like Esau, and trying to gain the blessings of God, the firstborn from the father Isaac. She trying to get all of that when all she had to do was believe God. Because God said it in his word, and I read it to you. Two nations are in your womb. Two people are born. They're going to be divided. One going to be stronger than the other. But the elder, Esau, is going to serve the younger Jacob. God spoke it. What if God spoke into your life? What if God said to you about your own calling? What if
God said to you about your way forward? What has God said to you about what he expects of you?
Somebody said, God expects me to be the head and not the tail. God expects me to be the lender and not the borrower. God said I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So
if I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, what I ought to do? I ought to believe him for the victory
that he's already promised.
I ought to believe him. I just ought to have sense enough to believe him. I don't have to lean on my own understanding. I just in all my ways would acknowledge him. He will do the directing.
Some of y'all done got too smart for God. Some of y'all done got too edumacated that you think you got sense enough to figure it out, what God has already worked out. He just wants you to walk in it. He just said, I'm just waiting you to walk in it. You've been walking around this mountain for 40 years. This thing, but it's been right there in the 10 miles away. You going your way. You done walked all around it. It's 10 days ahead of you. It's 10 days ahead of you. Only a few steps ahead of you, your blessing. And you done worked around it. In Christ is all your hopes. In Christ, you can say, I can do all things through Christ. And you know what's the bonus on this, y'all? And I'm not going to close. I'm going to stop. I'm going to say, you and I are qualified to do greater things than Christ because of Christ. Y'all know the scripture. We'll say it quickly and we'll run off from it, but we don't stop and pause and ponder that thing. But he said, Jesus said, greater things you will do because I'm going to the Father.
The expectations from us, the expectations of us are abundant.
You must understand your role, church. You must understand your role in the bigger picture. You got to claim these internal possessions as a result of your internal position.
Woo!
And that's just simply saying, in Christ is the ability to do all things.
in Christ is the ability to be more than a conqueror. In Christ, you can have what God has already established for you to have. He don't want you to be sitting there misrepresenting him. You his child. You his child. You know, my wife will go to the store and she'll come back with some pants or something for me, done bought something. And I said, what? I ain't need this. She said, well, yeah, you might. She said, you might. And I don't want you out there misrepresenting us. Because she know I'll go. She know I'm just going to be comfortable. And if it still fit, I'm going to put it on. And I'm going to roll out. The other Sunday, y'all, I'm going to have to tell this now, since everybody know it already. But the other Sunday, I was so sweaty, I changed a shirt. In my office, I had a shirt in there, Miss Bell, and I put that shirt on. And I came out the office. I'm thinking I'm ready for the next thing, you know? Jerome, my wife went left. And then Jerome, your wife went left. And I'm saying, what? They done spotted something on me that I ain't even thought about. My point is, and I close, how are you representing God when he hung, bled, And when he gave you the best he had in his son so that you can represent. You can represent. Are you representing him? Do you trust him enough to give him yourself? How you repping? How will you represent him this week? Will you say, my God gonna supply all my needs? Will you say, my God to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could even ask or think? Will you say that God has a plan and a purpose and he's working it out for my good? What will you say? What will he say about the life that has already been predestined? Anybody headed towards your destiny this morning? I say it's pre. It was established. All you got to do is show up. Woo! Predestined. Bought some tickets today, the other day, pre-sale. So all I had to do is get there. Already there.
told Abraham, go to a land that I'm going to show you. It's going to be filled with all of your blessings. You're going to have blessings even for others with your obedience. The operative word is go. You're going to move forward in the beloved. You're moving forward. Just go. Just go. Just go. Don't stay in your stale thinking. Some of y'all going to have to get some whole new mental mindsets because you're stuck in a rut. This is how you think. Somebody going to have to cast it off and put this mind on you. Scripture said, let this mind be in you, the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's